News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Capital One, offering their premium travel card, Venture X. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from KU Theater and Dance, presenting the University Dance Company's fall concert, featuring choreography by guest artist Jessica Shen, November 14th through 16th in Murphy Hall. Tickets at dance.ku.edu. There you have the Budapest Festival Orchestra, conducted by Ivan Fischer, with music by Antonin Dvorak, and one of a series of 10 pieces, originally piano miniatures, that Dvorak called his legends, and subsequently orchestrated. We heard Legend Number 9 in D Major, here on Kansas Public Radio. And I'm Jeff Watson. Hope you're in the mood for more classical music. As we enter the afternoon time, much more on the way. Coming up, we'll hear music from the great student of Antonin Dvorak and the very piece that earned him a place in Dvorak's classroom at the Prague Conservatory, Josef Suk and his piano trio. Then, from Sergei Prokofiev, a concerto that, from its opening notes, is a breath of fresh air. Piano Concerto Number 1 with Marta Argerich and the Montreal Symphony. That's all a part of this noon hour, and we're glad you could join us for it. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Good Shepherd Home and Hospice Care, serving the Manhattan area for over 45 years, with end-of-life care to all, regardless of insurance status or ability to pay. More details at goodshepherdhh.org. We'll move on now and enjoy a symphony by Franz Josef Haydn, a man who wrote over 100 symphonies. There is a big catalog of them, and what we'll hear is officially listed as his 37th symphony, although that numbering convention is a little bit misleading. It's sometimes difficult to tell exactly what Haydn wrote and when. This may be, in fact, a much earlier symphony that was found first in the Czech Republic, dated 1758. This may be the very first piece that Haydn wrote for his very first employer, one Count Morzin, a Bohemian aristocrat and the first to ever employ Franz Josef. Symphony number 37 in C now, Antal Doradi and the Hungarian Philharmonic. Take it away on KPR. From Franz Josef Haydn, one of his very early symphonies, listed as Symphony No. 37 in C. Antal Doradi conducting the Hungarian Philharmonic Orchestra, today on Kansas Public Radio. 12:25 now, and we're just about 15 minutes away from a glorious piano concerto, the first, written by Sergei Prokofiev. Marta Argerich and the Montreal Symphony have that performance still to come in the noon hour on this Thursday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Andrew Sherwood, Ph.D., Jungian analyst, helping clients explore life's questions of purpose and meaning through the analytical psychology of Carl Jung and the process of individuation. Details at workingwithdreams.com. And the Lead Center, welcoming the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra with Wynton Marsalis, performing the world premiere of a work honoring 15 KU icons, today, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are at lead.ku.edu. So we begin this noon hour with music by Antonin Dvorak. What we'll listen to next is music from one of Dvorak's finest students, and later, son-in-law. Music of composer Josef Suk, who met Antonin Dvorak when he attended his composition class at the Prague Conservatory. This was not a class for amateurs, beginners, or novices. And in order to gain admission to the class, Josef Suk had to contribute a piece for consideration, and the one that he showed was one of his early works, his Opus 2, a piano trio in C minor, which opened the door to Dvorak's class. We'll listen to the piece now, played by the Berlin Philharmonic Piano Trio on Kansas Public Radio. Early musical accomplishment by Czech composer Josef Suk, his Opus 2, his piano trio in C minor with the Berlin Philharmonic, Piano Trio on Kansas Public Radio. 12:43 now, and at the top of the hour, NPR News, and we've got classical music till 3 p.m. Tonight at 7, catch Classics Live, and then Tango Thursday with Destiny from 8 to 9. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, located at 809 Massachusetts Street, Lawrence, Kansas, offering books, events, store cats, and more since 1987. Information and shopping at ravenbookstore.com. We'll keep things moving right along and join next the Montreal Symphony conductor Charles Dutoit and pianist Marta Argerich with a concerto written by Sergei Prokofiev in 1911 at age 22, a concerto that won him top honors, the Anton Rubinstein Prize for Piano Accomplishments at the St. Petersburg Conservatory. Prokofiev's Piano Concerto No. 1 in D on KPR. A musical breath of fresh air, composed in 1911 by Sergei Prokofiev, his Piano Concerto No. 1 in D flat major, played by pianist Marta Argerich, and the Montreal Symphony led by Charles Dutoit. It's 1 p.m. and NPR News just around the corner. In the next hour of classical music, we'll have along the London Soloists Ensemble with a marvelous and beautiful chamber quintet by Ray Vaughan Williams. And I know that there were some of you out there anxious to hear the music of Robert Schumann today. That's on the way as well. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CRN Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, and online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Live from, you're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Arm. On the latest episode of Tech Unheard, Arm CEO and host Renee Haas talks to Minister Ashwini Venshaw of India about how tech and AI are helping to shape the future of computing. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. One of the charming tunes of composer Leroy Anderson, one that I've played a time or two. I'm a bit of a sucker for its wistful yet sweet quality. It's a tune called Forgotten Dreams. And we heard Arthur Fiedler lead the Boston Pops on Kansas Public Radio. Your place for NPR News and the classics. I'm Jeff Watson here to share the latter with you. The classical music brings us the London Soloists Ensemble with English chamber music from 1898, a quintet by Ray Vaughan Williams, followed by a concert overture by one Havergal Bryan. The National Symphony Orchestra of Ireland plays us For Valor, all in just a little while. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Topeka Symphony, presenting Stories of Light, Color, and Hope in The Color and Light, featuring works by two Kansas composers, Saturday, November 22nd. More information and tickets available at topekasymphony.org. We're joined next by the Vienna Philharmonic and conductor Zubin Mehta. You've heard, no doubt, of the Blue Danube Waltz by Johann Strauss Jr. How about the Danube Maiden Waltz, also from Strauss Jr., next on KPR. Applause for the Vienna Philharmonic and conductor Zubin Mehta, and music by Johann Strauss Jr., the Danube Maiden Waltz on Kansas Public Radio. It is 1:17. The National Symphony Orchestra of Ireland is joining us in the second half of the hour a bit later with a concert overture called For Valor by one Havergal Bryan, still to come on a Thursday afternoon. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan. Online as well at kansaspublicradio.org. If you haven't purchased your tickets yet for KPR's Big Band Christmas, you'd better hurry. Tickets to our annual holiday bash with the KC Jazz Orchestra sold out fast last year. The concert is on Saturday night, December 13th. The tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster.com and Liberty Hall. All made possible in part by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Bach Aria Soloists, presenting a debut collaboration with Missouri choral artists with works by Bach, Britten, and more. Saturday, November 15th at St. Paul's Episcopal in Midtown. Tickets and details at BachAriaSoloists.com. Next on KPR is some English chamber music, work by Rayfon Williams. Early music of his that he composed in 1898. Music with very replete with playful touches and more than a ration of charm. A quintet in D major, put on force by the London Soloists Ensemble here on KPR. English chamber music, composed in 1898 by the great Rayfon Williams, his quintet in D major, performed for us by the London Soloists Ensemble on Kansas Public Radio. About 1:45 now and 15 minutes until our next NPR News update, with classical music to enjoy until 3 p.m. Then later tonight, catch Classics Live at 7 and Tango Thursday with Destiny from 8 to 9. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Good Shepherd Home Care and Hospice in Manhattan, providing care in private homes, assisted living centers, nursing homes, or at their own hospice house. More details at goodshepherdhh.org. We have a performance now by the National Symphony Orchestra of Ireland and conductor Tony Rowe, with a little bit more English music, and this from a composer born in 1876, in Staffordshire, one Havergal Bryan, who originated from the English working class and was largely self-taught as a composer and ended up with about 32 symphonies to his name. What we'll listen to, though, is a concert overture that he wrote early on in his musical life in 1907, a concert overture inspired in part by the poetry of Walt Whitman, who describes in his poem Drum Taps how, for the soldier, there are always battles to be fought of a more personal nature, even though the war may be done. They call this For Valor, and we'll hear it played by the National Symphony Orchestra of Ireland on Kansas Public Radio. An English concert overture composed in 1907 called For Valor, based on the poetry of Walt Whitman by English composer Havergal Bryan with the National Symphony Orchestra of Ireland on KPR.
It's Layla Faldin. Look.
Morning Edition is every weekday from 5 to 9 a.m. at your place for NPR News. We are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Support for news on KPR comes from the Lead Center and the KU School of Music, presenting the KU Symphony Orchestra with Xavier Foley on bass, Thursday, November 13th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
Live from NPR, listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the Kauffman Foundation, providing access to opportunities that help people achieve financial stability, upward mobility, and economic prosperity, regardless of race, gender, or geography. Kauffman.org. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. A few notes from Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov. He's Lithuanian dance from the opera Mlada, and a performance by the Bochum Symphony on Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon. Welcome once again. I'm Jeff Watson. Some more classical music before All Things Considered at 3 p.m. Between now and then, Some of you out there I know are anxious to hear the music of Robert Schumann this afternoon, and we are about ready to hear it a little later when we catch his Adagio and Allegro for cello and piano. Not to mention the Orchestra of the Age of Enlightenment and Bach's Brandenburg Concerto, number one, all on the menu on Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for joining us here on a Thursday afternoon. We have a wonderful French symphony next, one composed in 1953 by Jean Francais, a 20th century French composer, who was born into a very musical family in 1912. His father was the director of a conservatory, as well as a composer and pianist, and his mother a teacher of singing. Jean Francais himself had been composing since about the age of six and was an early student at the Paris Conservatory, ready to be transformed by the music of Maurice Ravel. As I say, this 1953 Symphony in G is put on by the Ulster Orchestra, next on KPR. There's one that was written in 1953, a Symphony in G major from the French composer Jean Francais, quite tuneful, performance by the Ulster Orchestra. The time is 2:28, and still to come is the Orchestra of the Age of Enlightenment, and music by Johann Sebastian Bach, the first Brandenburg Concerto. That's in just about 10 minutes' time here on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music comes from KU Theater and Dance, presenting the University Dance Company's fall concert, featuring choreography by guest artist Jessica Shen, November 14th through 16th in Murphy Hall. Tickets at dance.ku.edu. We're joined now for a cello and piano duo, David Finkel and pianist Wu Han together. And we've got Opus 70 by Robert Schumann next on KPR. They call this one Adagio and Allegro for cello and piano. Next for you on KPR. Adagio and Allegro for cello and piano, Opus 70 by Robert Schumann, played by cellist David Finkel alongside pianist Wu Han, today on KPR. 2:37 now, and at 3 p.m. it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Tonight at 7 p.m., of course, on Thursday evenings, we bring you Classics Live. And then from 8 to 9, Tango Thursday with Destiny. We've got the Orchestra of the Age of Enlightenment with music by Bach just ahead here on KPR. Before we get to that, I just want to let you know that music by Bach is going to be part of a concert coming to the area very soon. Not this Saturday, but next Saturday, November 15th. That's when Bach Aria soloists will team up with the Missouri Choral Artists for an evening of music at St. Paul's Episcopal Church at 11 East 40 in Casey Moe, with vibrant works by Johann Sebastian Bach, along with Benjamin Britten and others. The Bach Aria soloists and Missouri Choral Artists on Saturday evening, November 15th at St. Paul's Episcopal Church in Casey Moe. All the details are at BachAriaSoloists.com. And, of course, there's KPR's own Big Band Christmas Concert. That'll be on Saturday night, December 13th at Liberty Hall in Lawrence. What better way to celebrate the holidays with the KC Jazz Orchestra and special guests with a night of KC Jazz and holiday songs. Get your tickets while they last at Liberty Hall and Ticketmaster.com. Find out more at KansasPublicRadio.org. On the KU campus, it's 68 degrees. High temperatures around 70 today. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-40s, and by tomorrow, sunny, with a high near 70. So we're ready now for the Orchestra of the Age of Enlightenment, and we'll enjoy, for our final performance, Brandenburg Concerto No. 1 by Bach on Kansas Public Radio. Brandenburg Concerto No. 1 in F Major by Johann Sebastian Bach, performed for us by the Orchestra of the Age of Enlightenment here on Kansas Public Radio, where it's now just about 3 p.m., and up ahead is All Things Considered from NPR News. Catch more music this evening with Classics Live at 7 p.m., and then from 8 to 9, Tango Thursday with Destiny. I'm Jeff Watson. That's about all the classical music I've got for you this Thursday afternoon. Thanks for joining me, and I hope you enjoyed it. For more, we'll visit again at noon tomorrow, right here on KPR. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. As well as online anytime for you at KansasPublicRadio.org.